Hello and welcome to the Spooky Chris podcast. My name is Chris Ringler and I am your aforementioned Spooky Chris. I'm a solo act today and I wanted to talk about forgetting. In my last podcast, I was speaking with an author and she was talking about her kind of her journey to where she is today and how she'd gotten started. And it was crazy because it jarred. It jarred loose a whole ocean of my own memories and my path kind of with writing. You know, people have kind of asked me before and just, you know, it's in a subtext of like, why are you self-published? And it's interesting in 2026 because it seems, you know, to some, it still seems like a kind of a cop-out. But then I have to cast my mind back to the 90s when I started this journey. And I remember, like, talking to her, it all shook loose and how complicated it was. And, you know, anything you want, it's the journey. And if you want it bad enough and all of that, that's always part of it. There's a little bit of gatekeeping to it. Just a little bit like, well, you better bootstrap it. You gotta pull yourself up and you gotta do your thing. You know, there is. It's a little bit of gatekeeping. Whatever. But it reminded me so much of how complicated the process used to be. And it's still complicated and still very nebulous. Now it feels, I haven't dived into looking for a publisher or an agent or anything in ages, probably a decade. Got to be, or at least close to a decade. Because it just felt so fruitless and so soul-crushing. So when I'd started, back then you would essentially, you know, there was different ways to go about it, kind of, but they would put out yearly this big guide of places that were publishing, you know, publishing houses, and they had one for agents, and you would go to the library and write stuff down, or you would buy it every year, you know, and it would start out like $20, then it would get more and more expensive, and you just go through it, and you try to cross-reference what you do with what these agents or these publishers do, and you're trying to find kind of a match. And then it's funny because they all have, it's fascinating, because I mean, you see similar things in job hunting, is they want you to research what we publish. And it sounds good. It makes sense. It makes sense that, like, you know, you don't send a gore novel, a gross-out novel, to a Christian publisher. Probably a bad idea. And the same way as you don't send a self-help book to a place that puts out sci-fi. You know, so, and it makes sense, too, that places have things that they are interested in. Because they're started by people like you and I. They're powered by someone who's like, yeah, I'm going to do this thing. And you have, each person has what they love and what they're interested in. And it doesn't make sense to try to force things that you're not interested in because you don't necessarily know how to sell it. You don't know what to do with it. So it makes sense. But so you would get these things. You try to find, you know, publishing agents, publishers, and you do, it's like, great. And then you do, you put it all together, great, great, great. And then you have to query them. And it's like, hey, I'm so-and-so. And again, it's like looking for a job. I'm so-and-so. This is this. That's that. I would love to see, you know, I'm curious to see if you're interested in ABC. Whatever your piece was. If it's a story. If it's a longer piece. You're whatever. And in a lot of places, it was funny. There's like, don't submit to other places. They want you to wait for them. They did. And it was weeks and weeks and weeks, sometimes months. And you'd still get what you probably get today as a form letter many times. Thanks, that's so great. Keep trying. I never got any individual, and you're talking, I did that for ages. And I never got, and I say this, so my first book I've spoken about before was Subsidize, which was a proto form of self-publishing. It's quote unquote vanity press kind of stuff where we paid for it to be published. And that was 99. But I was still looking for agents and publishers up until I started self-publishing in 99. So that's, I mean, I did my time at like 15 years here. Cause I was started in 95, 96, probably looking around. So I feel like I did my time. I went through the gauntlet. But yeah, you waited and waited, and you'd still get a form letter. I never personally got any, like, this is interesting, you should do this or that. There's no tips, no anything. And just lots of, and if this is trying to sell a short story, trying to sell a book, whatever. And I'd forgotten all of that. And even I sometimes will feel kind of shamed that I'm self-published. Again, I talk about that. Though, music, artists that put out music, it's always like, yeah, man, DIY, I'm doing it myself, I'm putting it out myself. There's kind of like a yeah, give it to the system kind of a thing. So it's not necessarily a fair way we look at things, but that's the world. But it was interesting to remember all of this because I'd forgotten it. Just like I forgot one of the reasons, I started wanting to do shows because I went to Weekend of Horrors in 90 and 91 in Dearborn, which is a suburb of Detroit. And they really kind of like, oh my gosh, these things exist. People get together to talk about horror and meet people and blah, blah, blah. And I started doing, going to comic cons and then was at them for a couple years, year and a half as guests when we put our magazine out. And again, that even that, like just kind of like being behind the table, showed me how much fun that is. And you forget all of these things. And it's so interesting, on our path through life as we get older, there's so much that fills our head. And how much we forget of what makes us who we are. I want to make a list of all of the short stories I've had in books just so I can start like, okay, cool. I know these because I have hundreds of short stories I've written. And I'm at a point where I'm like, I have put out a few books and I don't want to forget and like put, story A in two books or three books or whatever because I keep forgetting because I'm a goof. So I'm like, I need to make a spreadsheet of all these things. And going through that and going through all the stories and stuff, it was great because it reminded me, like, I am so familiar with and overly comfortable with my books. And I forget how magical they are and how special and how important each one of them is. Like, sometimes, I had years where I'd put two books out. And it feels, and people will look at you like, because it's the kind of like, I don't know how people can put a book out a year. It's just, you just do. It's just how it is. Like, some people take longer, some people take a shorter amount of time. It is what it is. Everybody's on their own path, man. And it wasn't I think if there was anything chasing me, it was the years of not being able to put things out and always writing and always wanting to put things out and to always talk to people and tell stories. And so that was the kind of the devil that was chasing me and still chases me to this day. Is there's a day sooner now than yesterday I will die and my stories will be done, and I will be forgotten to time sooner than imaginable. But while I have the chance, I still want to tell stories, and maybe people aren't going to read them, maybe they will, I don't know, but I want to keep telling the stories. And I think it is so important and so special to be able to do that. And I forget because I have all of these books. I put 20 more than 25 books out, and I forget how much each one of those books meant to me, how much of myself is in each story. I forgot the stories that were in there, and I'm going through, and specifically my zombie book, Cemetery Earth. I'm looking, I'm like, I forget the how I put it together and the intentionality and the path I had and how everything plays upon itself. And it's not to say I don't do that with every book, but I just forgot it with that one specifically. And I'm like, geez, I forgot. Like, and it's so crazy. And it's the book's been out at least 10 years. So it makes sense that I'd forget, but it's just the things we do forget. And again, like forgetting so much of like the things that these beautiful pieces I put out, these books, they're all pieces of what I am and who I am and part of the story I tell. That more than anything reminded me that sometimes you just have to stop and look through your life, look at your photos, look at old letters, look at old cards, look at old posts, even if it's all like social, just look back at yourself more than just into a mirror, but into the kind of the mirror of your soul and look at who you were and who you are and the direction you're heading. And once in a while, you're going to probably stop and go, geez, what am I doing? This isn't where I thought I was going to be, where I meant to be, whatever. And we all have that. But you have to get past that specifically, unless you're kind of like, unless it's a literal, like, wake up, like, I need to fix some things kind of a thing. But you just, it's, you need to kind of be able to do that so you can stop and go, God, and honor who you were and who you are. Because it took X amount of years. It took me 52 years to become what I am. And it's not all great, but it's not all bad. And we're all on this path, and we're all kind of together and separate at the same time. And it's important on this path to honor it and to cherish it and to just the struggles, the scars, the blood, the sweat, the tears, everything. And to remember, like, the friends we've lost, the loves we've lost, the jobs, the moments we've, the moments of stupid, silly laughter. I remember going to playgrounds when I was, you know, my young 20s at night, you know, midnight stuff with friends and just having a blast. Not even getting into any kind of trouble. Just going and swinging on the swings and talking. We used to, the old apartment I had in Flint, we'd go on the roof and talk about what we'd do for the zombie apocalypse and how we'd survive. And it was just fun stuff, like the moments you share. I remember after, like, all of us would go down, you know, down into downtown Flint and go to hall shows, afterward we would go to a diner or a restaurant and sit around and talk for a while. Or we'd go up to the mall in the food court and we'd sit and we'd talk. And it's just the stuff you would do with friends and sharing those friendships. And again, like, most of those friends are long gone, like, they're out of my life. But the moments we had, like, they're chapters, and those chapters were great. And you forget all of that, you know, especially as you do get these, you know, these friendships fall apart and you get frustrated with life and angry and cut off so much of your connection to the world. It's good to remember what did connect you and what still connects you and why you severed those connections and why you are still connected to some people you are. And it's great. It's fascinating, and it's great, and it's interesting, and I implore you to do self-reflection, but just take a minute and look at who you were. You know, I've done that sometimes with old yearbooks and stuff. I hated school as a kid, and it's interesting, though, to see this young guy that doesn't even imagine the world ahead of him. You know, never would have guessed the things I would do, people I'd meet, adventures I'd take, and it's fascinating. It's all a long journey. It's the only one we have. And if you can't stop once in a while and just kind of look around and go, huh, look at that. Kind of look at this world you made by intention or accident, and just go, huh, look at that. You know, then you are really missing out. And I hope that you can take time to do that. My name is Chris Ringler. This was a wee little guy of a podcast, kind of how they used to be before I was talking to so many folks. I hope you are well. You can find all of my podcasts, all of my blogs, my reviews, and all of my links to books and everything else at spookychris.com. You can find all of my podcasts on your least favorite podcasting app. And my sincerest hope that you are well, friend, and I will talk to you soon.